Page 185. Chapter 27. Home Life in Hades. I was looking in on your world the other night, making use of the eyes of a channeler who'd gone into a trance. Her client wanted to contact her dead boyfriend about whether she should sell their condominium, but they got me instead. When there's an opening, I frequently jump in to fill it. I don't get out as often as I'd like. Not that I mean to disparage my hosts, as it were, but still, it's amazing how the living keep on pestering the dead. From age to age, it hardly changes at all, though the methods vary. I can't say I miss the Sibyls much, them and their golden boughs, hauling along all sorts of upstarts to try-ups around there, wanting knowledge of the future and upsetting the shades, but at least the Sibyls had some manners. The magicians and conjurers who came later were worse, though they did take the whole thing seriously. Page 186. Today's bunch, however, are almost too trivial to merit any attention whatsoever. They want to hear about stock market prices and world politics and their own health problems and such stupidities, in addition to which they want to converse with a lot of dead non-entities we in this realm cannot be expected to know. Who is this Marilyn everyone is so keen on? Who is this Adolf? It's a waste of energy to spend time with these people, and so exasperating. But it's only by peering through such limited keyholes that I'm able to keep track of Odysseus. During those times, he's not down here in his own familiar form. I suppose you know the rules. If we wish to, we can get ourselves reborn and have another try at life. But first we have to drink from the waters of forgetfulness, so our past lives will be wiped from our memories. Such is the theory, but, like all theories, it's only a theory. The waters of forgetfulness don't always work the way they're supposed to. Page 187. Lots of people remember everything. Some say there's more than one kind of water, that the waters of memory are also on tap. I wouldn't know myself. Helen has had more than a few excursions. That's what she calls them, my little excursions. I've been having so much fun, she'll begin. Then she'll detail her latest conquests and fill me in on the changes in fashion. It was through her that I learned about patches and sunshades and bustles and high-heeled shoes and girdles and bikinis and aerobic exercises and body piercings and liposuction. Then she'll make a speech about how naughty she's been and how much uproar she's been causing and how many men she's ruined. Empires have fallen because of her, she's fond of saying. I understand the interpretation of the whole Trojan War episode has changed, I tell her, to take some of the wind out of her sails. Now they think you were just a myth. It was all about trade routes. That's what the scholars are saying. Page 188. Oh, Penelope, you can't still be jealous, she says. Surely we can be friends now. Why don't you come along with me to the upper world next time I go? We could do a trip to Las Vegas, girls' night out. But I forgot, that's not your style. You'd rather play the faithful little wifey, what with the weaving and so on. Bad me, I could never do it. I'd die of boredom. But you are always such a homebody. She's right. I'll never drink the waters of forgetfulness. I can't see the point of it. No, I can see the point, but I don't want to take the risk. My past life was fraught with many difficulties, but who's to say the next one wouldn't be worse? Even with my limited access, I can see that the world is just as dangerous as it was in my day, except that the misery and suffering are on a much wider scale. As for human nature, it's as tawdry as ever. None of this stops Odysseus. He'll drop down in here for a while, he'll act pleased to see me, he'll tell me home life with me was the only thing he ever really wanted, no matter what ravishing beauties he's been falling into bed with, or what wild adventures he's been having. Page 189. We'll take a peaceful stroll, snack on some asphodel, tell the old stories. I'll hear his news of Telemachus. He's a member of the Parliament now, I'm so proud. And then, just when I'm starting to relax, when I'm feeling that I can forgive him for everything he put me through and accept him with all his faults, when I'm starting to believe that this time he really means it, off he goes again, making a beeline for the River Lethe to be born again. He does mean it. He really does. He wants to be with me. He weeps when he says it. But then some force tears us apart. It's the maids. He sees them in the distance, heading our way. They make him nervous. They make him restless. They cause him pain. They make him want to be anywhere and anyone else. He's been a French general. He's been a Mongolian invader. He's been a tycoon in America. He's been a headhunter in Borneo. He's been a film star, an inventor, an advertising man. Page 190. It's always ended badly, with a suicide or an accident or a death in battle or an assassination, and then he's back here again. Why can't you leave him alone? I yell at the maids. I have to yell because they won't let me get near them. Surely it's enough. He did penance, he said the prayers, he got himself purified. It's not enough for us, they call. What more do you want from him? I ask them. But this time I'm crying. Just tell me. But they only run away. Run isn't quite accurate. Their legs don't move. Their still twitching feet don't touch the ground. Page 191. Chapter 28. The chorus line, "We're walking behind you," a love song. Yoo-hoo, Mr. Nobody, Mr. Nameless, Mr. Master of Illusion, Mr. Sleight of Hand, Grandson of Thieves and Liars. We're here too, the ones without names, the other ones without names, the ones with the shame stuck onto us by others, the ones pointed at, the ones fingered. The chore girls, the bright-cheeked girls, the juicy gigglers, the cheeky young wigglers, the young blood-scrubbers. 12 of us. 12 moon-shaped bums, 12 yummy mouths, 24 feather pillow tits, and best of all, 24 twitching feet. Remember us? Of course you do. We brought the water for you to wash your hands. We bathed your feet, we rinsed your laundry, we oiled your shoulders, we laughed at your jokes, we ground your corn, we turned down your cozy bed. Page 192. You roped us in, you strung us up, you left us dangling like clothes on a line. What hijinks, what kicks, how virtuous you felt, how righteous, how purified, now that you'd got rid of the plump young dirty dirt girls inside your head. You should have buried us properly, you should have poured wine over us, you should have prayed for our forgiveness. Now you can't get rid of us wherever you go, in your life or your afterlife or any of your other lives. We can see through all your disguises, the paths of day, the paths of darkness, whichever paths you take, we are right behind you, following you like a trail of smoke, like a long tail, a tail made of girls, heavy as memory, light as air. 12 accusations, toes skimming the ground, hands tied behind our backs, toes sticking out, eyes bulging, songs choked in our throats. Page 193. Why did you murder us? What had we done to you that required our deaths? You never answered that. It was an act of grudging, it was an act of spite, it was an honor killing. Yoo-hoo, Mr. Thoughtfulness, Mr. Goodness, Mr. Godlike, Mr. Judge, look over your shoulder. Here we are, walking behind you, close, close by, close as a kiss, close as your own skin. We're the serving girls, we're here to serve you. We're here to serve you right, we'll never leave you, we'll stick to you like your shadow, soft and relentless as glue. Pretty maids, all in a row. Page 194 is blank. Page 195. Chapter 29. Envoy. We had no voice. We had no name. We had no choice. We had one face the same. We took the blame. It was not fair. But now we're here. We're all here too, the same as you. And now we follow you. We find you now. We call to you, to wit, to woo. Page 196. The Penelopeiad. To wit, to woo, to woo. The maids sprout feathers and fly away as owls.